Hey, what's happening? All right. While I work on some I thought I would just speak it.
This is the facts. Porcupine Podcast. So let's get going. Here we go. So if you can crack the code of your man or your wife. And what about our children? You don't need a lot of money, man. Oh, this is the facts. The Porcupine Podcast. Oh, shit.
Like the fruit. take a look on me. Sitting here doing this, and I got all this wonderful content from other as I navigate the time to get open or what the hell is happening around.
And facts experience. Welcome.
And excuse my language. I said, yo, what the fuck are you doing standing behind me? Like, I deserve it. But you're a problem. Back. No more people know what I'm doing. Look. Listen to this noise. Maybe he's rich. Maybe he want to run for president in 6 years. Who the hell knows who this guy is or what he's
doing? Gotta get ready for it. They're replacing you. Gotta get ready for it. The white Anglo-Saxon Protestant is their enemy. That's the common enemy that they have. They've always said, and that hodgepodge of weirdos have all come together to form a fist to take you out. And nothing's new under the sun, y'all. Governments have done this before, but they can't control their populations. Whatever part of the population they don't like, they replace them. Hey, I say y'all feel about it, right? You didn't like the Jews, you just replaced them. Stalin did not cool out, he replaced them. Mao Zedong did like the landlords, he replaced them. See where I'm going with this now? And they're always going to catch you when you're asleep because they always believe because you're such good people. No one could ever do that. That's when they get you. Men and women have to be sober-minded. The reason why me and my family has excelled in the United States of America is because I always see them coming. Oh! I am
I'm so happy to be here with you tonight. I heard y'all been kind of looking for me, right? Well, I'm here. And I was around your beautiful city today, and I walked around it, and it's just beautiful, and I think I brought the heat with me. It's beautiful here. You know, our 16th president, Abraham Lincoln, he was a country lawyer, saw me to the jury, and he asked me a question. He said, if you had a dog, and you counted his tail as a leg, how many legs would the dog have? The jury said, 5. He said, no. Still be 4. Because the tail is still a tail. Because you call it a leg, doesn't make it a leg. It is still a tail. This is kind of what we're talking about here tonight. Just because you call something something doesn't mean that that's what it is. We've gone to a level of abject insanity here in America. And it's got to be dealt with. Man, I was walking through the city today, just enjoying the weather and enjoying the people. And I saw this mural on the side of a parking garage. It caught my attention. And they said, weaponize your privilege to slave to save black bodies. And they got a black man on it, looked like he did. And I was seeing some of the students that I was saying, hey, what is that about? And I didn't know. And one young lady said, I think it came from the Black Lives Matter protests, the things that were going on here. And I said, weaponize your privilege. So who are they talking to? And she said, well, I think they're talking to white people. And I said, they're saying they have some type of privilege over me to save black bodies. And what are they saying? And it dawned on me. I said, the left has a God complex. Black people think that they're inferior, and white liberals think that they're God. And black people praying to white liberals to save their lives, black bodies. It reminds me of an outtake from The Godfather, which he left it in the movie, Francis Ford Coppola, which is an outtake. Vito Corleone is going to see his concierge, Jinko. He's dying. And he brings all of his sons. Jinko's not going to get through the night. And Jinko's afraid. He's scared to death. He's lying there, and he sees Vito come in with his sons. And he says, Godfather, Godfather, save me from death. When death comes in the room, make some deal. He's seen Vito do all these great things his whole life, right? And he thought that Vito was like supernatural. He said, make a deal with death. Pull some strings. Make death go away. And Vito looked at his old friend, seeing how afraid he was. He looked at him and said, Jinko, I have no such power. Do not fear death. And Jinko said, well, then just stay with me. The left would tell the black community that we have that power. See, Vito told Jinko the truth. I have no such power. But when the black community goes to the left and they ask them, can you feed me? Can you clothe me? Can you educate my children? Can you make me like you? Can you make me equal to you? They say, yes, we can do it if you just give us your soul. And for 50, 60 years, we've fallen for that lie. And we're at the bottom of every socioeconomic statistic in the United States of America. Look at where they rule. Everywhere they rule. Detroit, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Memphis, everywhere they rule. Murder, mayhem, death, destruction, worse schools. They control every whorehouse, every crack house, every family school. Haven't you done enough to my people? Have you killed enough of them? Their families, I hold you in utter contempt. And then you have the nerve to say you want to expand it. You have no shame. When the woman told Luke he was doing these things for his own good, look at Luke telling him, I wish you stopped being so good to me, boss. Well, I think this about what the black community would tell the left. I wish y'all stopped being so good to us. We're going to talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion tonight, right? We're dealing with people, y'all. Who, at this present time, science. Our Declaration of Independence to say that we hold these truths to be self-evident. Why is self-evident? That means that I should have to explain this to you. That's what self-evident means. There's some truths that are self-evident. That's a tree. No, it's not. Man, I ain't even arguing with you about that. If you don't have enough sense to know that's a tree, that's the sun. No, it's not. Dude, that's the, no, it's not. No, Thomas Jefferson, some truths are self-evident. That all men are created equal. Because I have to argue with you about this, okay? Oh, no. Not with the left. No, 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 no. You can tell the science says a man, a woman has excess chromosome. Man, that's why. No, they don't. It is a... It's fluid. Gender is fluid. So I can tell you today that I'm a woman, right? Yeah! And I can go to a woman's bathroom. Yes, you can. And then tomorrow I can tell you I'm a man. Yeah. See, it's insanity. And what we've done, we have become too politically correct to call it exactly what it is. We want to engage them in some type of intelligent conversation. And so I say, look, man, you need help. You need, you know, some type, you need a psychiatrist. We need to put you in an institution. Something is wrong with you. The inmates are running an asylum. It's like anything else. Hitler gets power. What do you do? Bring a bunch of psychotics around him. A bunch of crazy guys. And then they went to destroying the whole world. Stalin gets power. What does he do? Since he's crazy, brings a bunch of crazy guys around him. They go to kill their own people. Mao Zedong gets power. And what does Mao do? Brings a bunch of other crazy people around him. And they start killing everybody in the 60, 50, 70, 80 million people in China. Now Castro got power. What did Castro do? A bunch of crazy people around him. Started killing people in Cuba, just blowing people's brains out. Him and Che Guevara just went to town, went to town, went to town. Pol Pot, you name it. Somehow or another, insane people get power. And when they get power, they do crazy stuff. You're taking all the way back to Nero, man. When he made his horse a costly. We are living in that time right now. Where insane people have gone to power. In media and in government. And they're dictating to us. State-sanctioned insanity. And we have to start calling it exactly what it is. I'm not going to entertain your foolishness, man. You're a freaking nutcase. When you engage a fool in an argument, you don't know who the fool is. You're the fool. Tell the man can't argue with a fool. And that's what we've been doing. And I refuse to do it. So we walk around, say, why do black people need DEI? Show you how stupid it is, okay? Show you how stupid DEI is. And I say this about the first dimension also. Okay. You say the government is racist. Yeah, the government is racist. And businesses are racist. Yeah, they are. And we need DEI and affirmative action. I said, so you're going to give the racist government and the racist business the ability to go into the black community and choose the people that they want to elevate. Who do you think they're going to choose? Malcolm X or Stephen Fetcher? Stephen Fetcher. They're going to choose the people that they want, the people that they are comfortable with. And this is why, after 50 years of affirmative action, we're still at the bottom of everything. Why? Because nobody chose the black people they wanted. The people in the black caucus. Bunch of Stephen Fetchers. Black schools are the worst schools in the history of the world. 85% of the people are not proficient in reading or math. You can bring in school choice. No! Why don't you want school choice? Because, well, they will tell you this, the teachers unions give 95% of their money to these guys, and these guys, what? They take your teachers union and give them a monopoly. So, you got a war zone going on down in the ghettos. Muslim people arm themselves, defend themselves. No! Why? Well, man, if you arm yourself, you can't eat, you know. It's not going to want to sell the dope on the street. Let the illegals in. People defend themselves, but we can't do that. Well, the people are Christian and Muslim and Jewish. Why don't you let them bring their religion? No! Mm-mm. You're about to kick God out of the schools, about to drag queens in, put the Bible out of school, about to porn in, took this one out of school. Now what you got? children cussing out the teacher, fighting, raising hell, smoking blunts. And we ask them to change it? No. Because that's exactly what they want. Based on that, I said before, I'll say it again, loud and proud, perpendicular on the square, that the left are nothing but a cabal of perverts, liars, psychopaths, and anti-Christian bigots. All they do is meditate on blood. Let's see what's coming over that border. Sex trafficking, fentanyl kills 100,000 Americans a year. And they will not stop it. They'll let Ukraine go down. Hey, if you stop it, you just stop what's going on at the border, but give the money for Ukraine. No. You know why? They're replacing you. Gotta get ready for it. The white Anglo-Saxon Protestant is their enemy. That's the common enemy that they have. They've always said it. And that hodgepodge of weirdos have all come together to form a fist to take you out. And it's not, nothing's new under the sun, y'all. Governments have done this before. But they can't control their population. Whatever part of the population they don't like, they replace them. Hey, I say uphill about it, right? He didn't like the Jews, he just replaced them. Stalin didn't like Kulaks, he replaced them. Mao Zedong didn't like the landlords, he replaced them. See where I'm going with this now? And they always want to catch you while you're asleep because you're always relieved because you're such good people. No one could ever do that. That's when they get you. Men and women have to be sober-minded. The reason why me and my family have excelled in the United States of America is because I always see them coming. I was born on a cotton plantation in Haywood County, Tennessee. My father was a sharecropper when I was born. The most violent Klan faction in America was the Tennessee Klan. The Grand Wizard of the Tennessee Klan lived in my hometown, Brownsville, Tennessee. I didn't know this until I was reading David Garrow's piece in Standpoint Magazine about Martin Luther King Jr. He was talking about the FBI files and how legitimate they were. He mentioned that, and I was blew. I said, why he lived in Brownsville? Here's the thing. I called my dad, and I said, Dad, about it. I said, Daddy, did the Grand Ku Klux Klan live in Brownsville? He said, yeah. So you know where he lives? He said, yeah. He lives right now. He told me exactly where he lives. I said, why didn't you ever tell me? He said, it did not matter, because he wasn't going to bother me, because I would have pulled his brains out. See that? All the people are all going to be scared like this. My father, he did not matter. He had no effect on him whatsoever. I would have pulled his brains out if he come here. That's how I was reared. Always see them coming. And I'm using that to tell you right now, I have seen these people destroy a generation, two generations of Black Americans. We've been like a scientific test for them to leak and then put it all over the United States of America. They know how to do it now. Oh, put the hip hop music down there. N word, B word, W word. Yeah. Let the children hear. Why must they hate one another? And now they kill each other on an industrial level. They give awards now, y'all. NAACP, yeah, they give rappers awards now. Give them awards for transitioning their children. And so it goes. Richard Pryor had this joke. He said that white people would see somebody in the Black community high on heroin and they say, oh boy, isn't this a shame? And then when he would come to the white community, he said, oh, the epidemic. His joke said that what starts in the Black community ends up in the white community. And I'm seeing it. All the pathologies that we dealt with since it started in the 70s and 80s are now being brought into the white community. And it's been bought by the left. People, DEI is a Trojan horse. Let me in. Let me in to choose your leader. Choose the people to elevate. Let me, and I'll choose the best ones. Aren't the balls? Yes, I will. And then they end up getting those ones who are not going to be any good whatsoever. Because they haven't. Have they? They haven't. those young men all over the football and basketball because they know they all earned it. We have no doubt. This is why the Super Bowl we watched last, what, the last time was the most watched TV show in the history of television. All the black men out there on the football field, everybody's cheering. You know why? Because you know all of them earned their right to be out there. There is no doubt. Those coaches are all going to put you out there if you don't earn it. And we accept it because of that. This goes back to the biblical concept of why DEI is so dangerous, so misconstrued, so ridiculous. In our Bible, we're going back to Genesis. I decided to read my Bible over again. I read it many times, but I started reading it again last year. And I read something that goes over my head 100 times. Thomas Cook said you can see a thing 100 times before you see it once. And I read Genesis and the story of Cain and Abel 100 times. And I missed this. We all know the story. Cain was angry because God had accepted his brother Abel's offering and it turned down Cain's. God, understanding that Cain was angry, went to see his grandson, confronted him. And he gave Cain a insight into how the human mind works, how he wired it up. He said, Cain, why are you angry? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if not, sin waits for you at the door to master you, but you must master it. Think about that. God said, if you do well, will you not be accepted? That kills DEI all it. It kills it. And it is proven to be correct every time. Jesse Owens goes to Nazi Germany in the 30s and beats Adolf Hitler. He gets a ticker tape parade in New York City. You can see it online. Just hundreds of thousands of people out there just cheering it. Black man beating a bunch of Nazis in America. Joe Lewis knocks out Max Mellon. Yes, he did. They just say that the eve of World War II. And everybody cheered Joe Lewis, the black man. You got Jackie Robinson knocking his home runs. He finally gets called up by Rance Rickey. And then he becomes so good that nobody in baseball, no one in Major League Baseball can ever wear his number again. Number 42 is retired forever. Nobody can wear it. Muhammad Ali, shuffling, hitting, jabbing. They tried to put him in jail, took everything he had. At the end of his life, he said, I am the greatest. What's on his tombstone? I'm the greatest. Why? Because he did well. He out there, let us choose. You can't do it. You can't do it on your own. They have the nerve to say, dang, that's superior to me. If you say you have some type of privilege over me, you're telling me you're superior to me. That's interesting, isn't it? I got a room full of mostly white Americans here right now. Which one of y'all got privilege over me? I want to see. Oh, nobody's standing. White supremacy. Which one of you is supreme over me? And we're correct. You know why? No one can be superior to me. Because I'm an heir of Jesus Christ, and I'm a child of God, same as you. We are all equal. We're all brothers and sisters. We all have gifts. We're not like a herd of animals who all are the same and do the same thing. God made us all so completely different. Oh my goodness, one person can play a piano, one person can sing, one person can cook, one is a doctor, one is a mechanic, one is an HVAC man, one is a landscaper, and we make this beautiful society, and our job is to elevate each other's gifts. Elevate them. We ought to define, what do you do well? God gave you something. And when you find it, man, that's a beautiful thing. If you're a lawyer, God, I want you to be a good lawyer, because I don't want to be going to jail because you're not quiet. If you're a doctor, I want you to be a good doctor. I don't want to die when I lay on the table with you, man. If you're a good cook, oh, God, I love you. I want to pay my money. I want to eat my meals. Oh, man, here's a good tip. You know, the world is beautiful when we do that. But instead, they want to say, oh, I don't have what I am supposed to have because of you. You don't have the power to hold me down. Walking around, looking at somebody I don't know, pointing at them, telling them, you held me down. No. And to every American, let me tell you this, I give you permission to say this to anybody. If somebody comes up to you and tells you that you are responsible for where they are in their life, you tell them this. He said, let me tell you something, man. If you need a good preacher, I'll help you find one. If you need a good job, I'll help you get one. If you need a good education, learn to read or write, I'll help you, I'll teach you myself. But I will not live in condemnation for you. You're going to not make me feel bad about your trifling behavior. And if you don't want to accept that, if you come and try to take anything from me or mine, I got two things that'll get you off of me, and that's Jesus and my 38. You better not try me. That's how you help your brother. And this thing is, now what you want to do? What you want to do? I'm scared of you. Don't walk up to me and try to condemn me because you didn't want to go to school. All this stuff started in the 60s with the Civil Rights Movement. Black people making gains, y'all. And I wrote this in my first book, Iron Triangle, and I wrote it in 25 Lives. I studied the time between 1940 after World War II and 1964 Civil Rights Movement. And black people closing the gap without any marching. I mean, we had Joe Louis, we had integrated baseball, we had cut our poverty rate from 80% to 30%. The black family was intact. 80% of our children were born in wedlock. Nobody was going to prison. And then the Civil Rights Movement started and said we were all victims. And then we need to come to government to help us. We were on our way to being like other majority, like other minority groups in America, Jewish people, Asian people, people that stayed from India. Set aside, but doing better than the white population. And then, the Civil Rights Movement happened. And now, if you look at Black America, they rejected it. The whole concept of believing that you could force compliance, force people to accept you, was insanity. You can't do it. It has to be a natural affinity for one another. You have to learn to love one another. So I was just supposed to work. All right, Martin Luther King walks up there and he says, and I saw this at the Lorraine Motel. I was there doing some research. They turned it into a museum. And they were looping his I Have a Dream speech. And I heard this speech 1,000 times. This time I heard it different because Kaepernick and all these guys were kneeling. They were angry. Yeah, I was born in a cotton plantation. I'm not angry, right? What are these guys angry about? And I heard King say something that I said, that's the poison pill right there. King said, 100 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, the Negro is still not free. That is a lie. I was born free. According to John Locke, in his Second Treatise of Government, my freedom is a gift from God. It is an unalienable right. That's why Thomas Jefferson used it in the Declaration of Independence. It's unalienable. It's given to you by God, not by government. It is irrevocable, non-transferable, and unsellable. For people to whether they put you in jail, have they taken freedom? No, they have not. They've taken your liberty. Freedom is here. While you're in their jail, God is still going to hold you responsible for everything that you do. If you lie, you steal, to kill somebody, how you conduct yourself. Your freedom is here, and you're going to be held responsible for your freedom. So he says 100 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, we're not free. He said 5 times in that speech we were not free, and then we had to come to government for our freedom. It turned the Declaration of Independence on its head because Thomas Jefferson told the king, we are free. God gave us our freedom. And the king said, no, I gave it to you. Thomas said, well, we'll see about that. You want to ride this train? Come on, ride it. And then they signed a document that said, we pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Think about this now. The founding fathers knew King George was coming. King George said, when I get there, I ain't going to just kill you. I'm going to bring you back to Great Britain. I'm going to hang you till you're almost dead. Then I'm going to cut you open. I'm going to pull your guts out, and I'm going to castrate you. Then I'm going to cut off your limb and some of the other parts of the British Empire. That's all I'm going to do there, and that's one of y'all. And they said, sign the document, send it to them. We pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. That's why these guys are left in there. Instead, y'all want to give us DEI. Let us do it for you. Let us choose your leadership for you. Never me, never me. So if I see somebody with DEI on his application, I'm going to say it is dead on arrival for that officer. I'm not going to ride on the plane with him. I'm not going to let him be my doctor. And he still can't be my friend.
Did you know that there is a
I didn't know that.
That's another podcast.
Okay, so what
the
about
Porcupine
that?
And Facts Experience. Welcome.
You understand? What about that? So here's what we're doing. And he's calling out. I don't even know. I'll get wrong. You know what? I just wonder what to do. Sleeping giant. Powering around shit. Allow things to take place that we should not allow.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience.
Well, I understand the bullshit. Now, you could be wrong in a couple of areas. I'm working on something like that. And it was hell to be back in the day. We gotta hold on. Every person, damn me, majority of them, a lot of them.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
We just need to be open and clear from the bring it hard. Left, left, right, right, left. We're on the train. Somebody's trying to kill us. That car should go out.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
You're compelled to help. Because that's what it is. And you see some shit happen. You care about me. And now they're tearing up your. They bring it. They just made a bust. If one fictional hero can kill men, what is this fucking biggest? It is 5,000, 30,000, whatever the freak is. The bus is huge. And maybe they say it's because they gotta put a little, you know, work in. The police, cool.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience.
Off the stock market, or being in Congress and reeling and dealing. Is this a European? I didn't know that Biden said that this was transphobic. And then they did some other shit on Biden. Just because they claiming that. Why the fuck would I? Why everything gotta go through us? Be who you wanna be. I saw two beautiful young ladies walking holding hands yesterday while I was doing something. I said, y'all look good.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
Fuck that. We're not doing that. I've seen a lot of crazy shit. There's a group of people looking for them. Dog owners. I believe this shit. This weird looking piece of guy. You know how cool you guys are, some of y'all, most of you, and I don't care, black man, you go and you get a rescue job, dog. They should check change the routine. You go get a recipe because you need something new.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
Somebody's letting the dog piss in front of my ass before I come in. I'm going to catch him, and when they do, they're going to have a fight. When you do this, like I said, fucking one day, it's not for you. I just heard you. We're from the South. I did. I went somewhere yesterday. Locked down and locked up. And it's nothing but you put hands up. You know what? 55 smoke shots.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience.
To get people that go to jail. So I'm 50. Because somebody asked me, he's heavy. He said some shit to me. 50 smoke shots. That's 50. I counted. Over and over again. Fentanyl. You see what they did in El Salvador, right?
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
In the playground. It's fentanyl in the playground. Listen to this.
You sit where the entrance is, where all the kids go in. Yes, Easter. We don't want no drugs, no nothing laying over here like these vials. Yeah, right here. Look at that. Oh, that's loaded?
What the fuck
that's,
is that?
Yo, that's loaded?
Oh, yeah.
Nah, you ain't on camera, but I know the camera here. So listen, that's an orange one. We see it. Yeah, you can't be, Nothing else is here, right? What about this? No, that was a paper. No, you good. Listen to me. Yeah, bro. You can sit right there and do that shit. That's where your ass should have been the first time. Yeah, but you still near a school, man. You know about the drug law with the schools around the school. You got to be like, not in the school. All right, man. Well, I hope you don't do that again.
I'm going.
So what did that cost you? $10, that little one? $20 for that? Holy shit. Yeah, but before crack used to come in plastic bags. Why is it coming in what the fuck is this? Get that out of there, man. Don't leave that shit there, man. The cops will catch you. Thank you. Well, no, you don't know me. I just came from church. I just saw you here. Yeah, man, I pray for you, man. I pray that you can try to do better. But whatever you do, that's the main entrance to the school. All right. And listen, when you finish, throw that shit in the street. You're going to take it with you. I'm going to come back later and see if there's an orange capsule there. I'll see you later. All right. Please. Thank you. Wow, I just came out of church and I see you. He spent $20 for that vial. He's still talking. Y'all heard it. Dog owners and crack vial smokers. Who I finally saw, and he doesn't look like a bad looking guy. He looks like a regular dude.
that's doing this shit. This is crazy.
Oh, it's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
Yeah, you see.
So you know, I'm leaving church. You know, you can do your thing if you don't want to go to church. I like the music. I like the music. I like the praise. You can pull out a lot of sound. It don't matter what church. What? You know, when everybody has shit going on, they start walking to somebody they never met. I'm coming. I said, you know what? You want to love? Go get your money. And it's the freaking main entrance of the school. Across the street from the special poster, white and black.
Oh, it's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience.
I mean, welcome. This entrance, the entrance that we're here to sit at, must have had over.
And he's lucky.
He would have been mad. Yeah. I said, yo, don't use this shit. Oh, he said, no. Cut this shit. You gotta watch out. This is a pre-paid school from 1 to 5. And while I'm at it, let me call all your asses out, because I know when you look at the platform,
it's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
Dog pollution is fucking us up. It's really making hell. So here's what I did. Everybody can do it. It was 32 bags of weed. And he had vials in those bags. And they picked it up. And you know what? Another thing, shitheads. You,
it's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
They do that shit. They're an animal. And when you get an animal, it is a privilege to have an animal. So this guy is telling you right now, who is he replacing?
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
This is called a bunch of teachers having a private access to class without even knowing what it is. Why don't you get your own money? I don't even know it. So here's this guy. He's black. It was only three blacks in that room.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
I bet you he wouldn't have said that shit on a Jewish holiday. He would have never said that shit to you. He would have never, ever said it on the most precious Jewish holiday that is trans. He would have never done no shit like that. Look at your life. There's a lot of people in this country right now.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
This bullshit. Mr. Freeman's daughter was killed the other day on the subway. This man is.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
You know, and this is a white man said this shit to me the other day. Every time I go on the train, I get cops on the phone. Give it. I seen some shit yesterday. Why do the children have to warn me that? When they were kids, the people that
it's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience.
Well, you know fucking well you can't bring your dog in the goddamn grocery store. So you want not a block to come in. You're going to get it. I would talk to you. And then I got to tell you something. These police officers who are not familiar with our next building. Where you got guys with families on them. Even the black ones. They are fools. They're invading this shit. You can tell that the police force around fucking cops that are an issue. But then we need these guys like you.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
Inside. You know damn well nothing good happens to you. That's what everybody does they see. So we just said to them one time when we were really fighting. And then the white people, and then the black people. Well, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the people that are doing this shit. They do shit. We know that they're in jail, and they can harass us like that. Maybe not as much.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
This old shit. It keeps changing the world. You got to go and go back to the race. I know what's wrong with you. Crying to all this whole movement, this bullshit coming out. We were the classes. We were the family members. You never would ever know. You know, you want to play the women's sport. The women should fucking
play. It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
You know why? Because I know what's going on. And when you say transition, you're talking about full transition, 2020. Pick up sex. With his grandma. Kenny. And his kids. He's playing around. He's Great people in life. I hired four women. Well, I picked up that was the kid. I could tell. You can't keep going with to the
it's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
Come from another state, and then you come and you pollute or vice versa. People are shifting around to this one. Why are we finding condoms in a place where it is babies going on?
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
They gotta get drunk. They don't get this fucking guy. It is. It's hard. And the Democrats are if you look at what's happening right now, you're satisfied, you're happy, you're going to go with it, and it's going to be better. As you're tired of clicking and doing a drawing and doing my thing, I'm finishing it out yesterday,
it's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
For Bryson, because they don't even call you facts. He may be talking a lot of shit that is right. You come down to this. If you don't want it, you're a good man. You say these guys could walk. I want to see the president. Before he leaves off, do what he did on his. I beg you. I didn't even know.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience.
What was this guy? Anything? And then you got the other guy. He says he lives on the board as a congressman. He sees no problem with talking on the board. I don't know. We don't know. This is tonight. This is the last report. I'm not ranting. I'm just going to be happy. I heard this guy like this for money. Does he know something? Is he sounding an alarm?
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
Enter your usual. I don't know why this is popular. Ladies and gentlemen. I did something. When you got this kind of stuff going on, you're ready to make everybody dance. And I'm able to do this. This piece of shit told me in my face, and there's a bunch of people looking. And I told this asshole, get them all here, and come.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
And maybe 5 weeks ago, you tell me what you're looking for. You don't have
Go to Staten Island and pull that shit. Go to Long Island and pull that shit. Breaking the law and you want to see the truth. So when I had this guy talk,
it's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
The word, you know, get on the New York City subway, and if anybody that does listen to this camera that is really close to my whoever has these beautiful young women, and I know they don't go to cell phone living bands and so forth, hanging all over the place, coaching them,
it's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
Why didn't they? They're not allowing that shit. They don't even want, don't change around that shit. Hey, that's for a fight. That's the boys. But you start playing with young and black coming to work. I see the shit that you do. You get to be too busy. It's like me. I'm praying that my young man finds the only stuff I can't complain or say or just have an opinion about something I've seen that other people do.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
How can a young man, first-time voter, get ready for first time? And they get the
when Obama won that
it's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience.
Yo, we got my guy in. We got this guy on the basketball team coming out for a swim. And they treat Kamala Harris, despite war or whatever, like shit. They just got it. And the black women are
Welcome.
Don't fucking vote to see y'all still. What are you doing? I hear shit over and over. Look at how you look at all these guys in trouble. Look at all this shit. And when it comes, stop waiting too long to go to somebody else. If you would have came out and said that shit, and the mayor, that police killing broke their spine. They're gonna get it back. You can just see in their face.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience.
And if you don't like him, you're gonna fucking fix that shit. I bet if he was Jewish, he wouldn't say that shit. You don't know what you're gonna do. I don't know what you're gonna do. I'm looking for it. I'm looking good on the breakfast right now. Why is that? You find some female up there? I'm listening. Why did you fucking go to that breakfast? I want to keep going. I don't even listen to that. If presidential candidates are going on this talk show, what's the problem? What they got to do?
Oh, it's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
You don't have to dip. You don't have to pick a party. You don't have to just forget about the party shit, the lounge and all that. Just listen to what you're going to do for this. They got money. So who the fuck made that money?
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
There's nothing. We have a lot of people walking around with a lot of people, a lot of women, assaulted by their fathers, by their wives. Oh, it's in the conversation. You know, when you, I like when I speak. I know what the fuck you're doing. I know what I'm doing. Not good people. Not cool. I've been there, done that. It's my business. Bullshit. I never did a fucking thing. I never even got a kid. Nothing. For women, definitely. And guys, come on, y'all. If you're not gonna move the world, you're fucking.
It's another podcast.
You
want the Porcupine?
The first
and facts
days, you
experience.
Now, he's a lawyer, he's looking for a position, whatever. I think you guys should listen to that one that he just put up. That should be my voice. I don't want to be involved with that. I promise you. Hey, I gotta get out of here. Hey, well, say hello to him. I know damn well a lot of
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience.
You
welcome.
Get to the corner for that conversation. I don't know what I'm going to do. And then that trial with the guy that choked out that guy that killed him on there, Michael Jackson, boy. Then you got the other shooting the other day. You got another one. You got four or five pushing. Trying to get on the federal jurisdiction. They don't give the state the money. They fit the laws, but a lot of people don't know this.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
You know, maybe we can change the world. It does. The bodies. And you can't blame people if they never had mental reaction. We are different cultures. Children take all this out. Big children, throw a ball out there. You got them through the school. They want to ride it. They want to share it. The parents can't do shit. You go get their job real quick. They still don't play. They're going to want the ball. The other kid's going to start crying. they still play together.
Oh, it's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
Try not to teach that to the kids. Believe it or not, teach them. You have all the money in the world. Okay, now I'll see you soon. There's so much that I think about. Well, I was the crack of my school, and that conversation that started all off crazy.
Another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
You don't know about me before I'm not one. They want to get rid of Clarence Thomas, the Supreme Court. Only one option that they can get rid of. Why are they going after the black guy? Yeah, that's it. Then he get DWI, then he get, I don't know, then he get the DWI. Why you're not saying let's get rid of somebody else, one of the women, or why not? Why Clarence?
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience.
Why you wanna get rid of him? What's up with him? You can hear it. You are waiting. Oh my God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, people. Thank you. I know you guys are good out there. I know you're good out there. We got one more behind him. I know you're good. I know you're good. You just need a break. I mean, that's my man right there. You just need a break. I got another one coming up there. I got to get out of here. You understand? Training, call of the day. Yeah. I tried to use that. Didn't work out. It didn't work. But I like this one. And I do. Well, let me see.
7-8. CC's dance studio is grooving.
You need an engineer when you're doing this. Listen, stay well. We'll see you soon. Yeah, we gotta see you soon. Yeah, we'll see you soon. I think we'll see you soon, right? Oh, we hear you soon. I don't know. What are we gonna do? I was thinking about another thing too when I get on this damn train.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
Right. I'm gonna leave you with this.
I don't see the cookies. Well, you know I'm in about and about. Here we go. I I'm listening to this song. Pay attention. Just in case if you get it confused, Papa don't take no mess. Listen up.
Podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience.